today on Truths That Transform.
The new tolerance. Not only do you put up with the person graciously and kindly, but you accept all of their views, their beliefs, their values, and their lifestyle as equal with your own.
It really is a tragedy what's going on right now in America, and I pray that the men and women of God come together to do something about it.
Hello, I'm Pastor Rob Pacienza. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Make sure you don't miss a thing by following us on the web at djkm.org, as well as on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search for D. James Kennedy Ministries and connect with us there. The Word of God tells us that He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, and that there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. Yet today, we're seeing the rise of a worldview that reduces everyone down to racial categories and makes race the central factor in human life. You've probably heard by now of critical race theory, or CRT for short. Grown in Marxist faculty lounges, it's now being taught to children, maybe even your own. Let's take a closer look at this dangerous theory.
It seems that just about everyone these days is talking about CRT, critical race theory.
No one knows exactly what it is. They know it has something to do with race, and it's some kind of a theory.
A critical race theory essentially argues that racism is baked into all the systems of American society, and that any sort of neutral system is in fact a guise for racial power.
Critical race theory is this idea that fundamentally you are a racist. If you're a white person, you're a racist, and you really can never get over it. The stain of racism stays with you forever. And this goes off into all kinds of different directions on what white people will owe to minorities, in particular the black population. And it's a very frustrating thing to be confronted by if you're told you're a permanent racist. And no matter what you do, there's no redemption for you.
You're dealing with this neo-Marxist ideology that views the world through the lens of oppressors and the oppressed. And that critical refers to what you do when you identify the sources of the oppression and try to apply these theories in order to bring about a revolutionary political change. The old definition of racist had to do with one individual's racism toward another. What these individuals are arguing and what CRT is arguing is that racism is ingrained in and embedded in the systems and structures of our culture.
And this idea of critical race theory doesn't just live on the fringes. It's being taught directly to students in public schools across the country.
Young people today are told that if they are born, you know, with a particular skin color, that America is such an oppressive country that they are a victim. And it's nothing but critical race theory that paints whites as the oppressors and blacks as the victims. And it's not a true American history, because if you look at true American history, some of those former slaves became millionaires. Many of the people that came out of that era went to colleges that did not discriminate in New England and places like that. There were colleges that admitted blacks. And so you had people going to college. You had them being very prosperous.
However, some states are fighting back. Recently, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill preventing schools from indoctrinating students with this woke ideology. At the event, many young students were pictured holding anti-CRT signs. MSNBC's Joy Reid tweeted about the event, calling it tantamount to child abuse, claiming that the young black boys pictured were being used as props.
what Joy Reid and MSNBC and other hosts came out and said was completely disgusting. Not just was it untrue, but to look at the perspective that they were coming from, the fact that they literally deny that CRT even exists, and then go on and start to bash the very kids that are victims to CRT.
The boys from the photo were actually students from the Serving Institute, a private Christian academy for at-risk youth in South Florida, founded by former NFL star Jack Brewer.
Governor DeSantis reached out to us. I have a good relationship with Governor DeSantis. Respect him so much for the boldness that he's shown in the state of Florida. And I think that's the reason why so many people want to come here and raise their families. And, you know, this particular situation, he had signed a much needed bill on CRT to not teach skin color in our schools, to not teach division in our schools. When our students went there to this event, they were extremely excited, as you can imagine, you know, being in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. Some of them were in the eighth or ninth grade, but getting to meet your governor, right, getting to shake his hand, getting to spend time with them was something that, you know, we looked at as a great opportunity for these students, right? You know, one day he may be able to sign your letter of recommendation. That's what I always tell our students. And so, when they went there and the backlash that came the days after that event were saddening. They really were. For me, that was a low point in our society to see so many people look at the color of our kids' skin and to say that they were used as some type of pawns or someone was taking advantage of them and putting them up as props. Because of their skin color, it's disgusting. For your mind to even be able to go there is disgusting. And so I wouldn't let that happen. I defended our kids. I defended our institute. I defended our foundation.
While the far left attacked these young boys, putting them in danger, Brewer strives to do the opposite by empowering them through his ministry.
So the Serving Institute is a place that God put on my heart. And I was watching everything that was happening across communities in America. And I saw the fatherlessness rates spiking throughout our communities. And I saw educational gaps. And I saw some of the poorest of the poor, some of the kids that didn't have dads at home, moms were working two or three jobs, and they just weren't getting a chance and an opportunity. And I wanted to do something about it. And God told me to stick to scripture and to put a place where kids could be literally trained to be the Christian servant leaders of tomorrow.
Many of the kids that Jack works with come from broken families.
Fatherlessness is one of those issues that really is spiritual. When you remove the father, and whether it's the father in the spirit we talk about with Christ or the father in the flesh, you really leave a void in a child. And so, you know, our country right now is the largest fatherless population with over 18.6 million fatherless kids. And you look across at the demographics and you see that 71% of all high school dropouts are fatherless. You know, you're 3.5-4 times more likely to live in poverty if you're fatherless.
Along with the Serving Institute, the Jack Brewer Foundation is involved in many other philanthropic ventures, including a prison ministry, international medical care, and food supply.
Our prison ministry here at the Jack Brewer Foundation really grew a little over 5 years ago. I started to explore into the prison system, you know, back in 2016 when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and we had all of these criminal justice debates. I started to do a deeper dive into the criminal justice system to understand what was really going on.
Amen.
If you need a Bible, come get it. And if we don't have enough, we send them more.
As I started to go into the prison, I also noticed that most of the men of God, most of the men who had gone into prison and reformed, who had found Christ and were preaching the gospel and were actively seeking God, when they got out of prison, it was a much different result than many that didn't find that true salvation and that true redemption. So For me, it became a call to expand our ministry. It became a call to actually go into the prison and do what the Bible said, and that's to visit those in prison as if I was with them myself. And so I spent a lot of time there and still do spend a lot of time there, and really have become friends with many of the inmates that God has blessed me to be able to mentor to. So our global projects have expanded. You know, they all focus on the gospel. And so we try to use our access to spread the word of God. And so our biggest global ministry is our medical missions, which we run, and particularly in Haiti, where we have active doctor teams that go into the hardest reach places to find those that don't have any access to health care. And we spread the gospel while we do it. We take and make emergency drops and deliveries and pickups to people who otherwise have life-threatening diseases or life-threatening issues that wouldn't be able to get to medical care. And so we do a lot of that. We also do a lot of clean water projects. So we work and use aqua tabs to go and to spread clean water and to go to places that may have water wells that are producing dirty water, and we go in and try to get that water cleaned up for them. And then the last thing that we do is our feeding programs. And so particularly in Malawi, where we feed over 5,000 kids a day, we run orphan care centers there, and we provide a meal to them every day that they get there. And then we also provide educational resources to them as well.
The Jack Brewer Foundation has delivered over $70 million in medical aid, supports over 35 orphan care centers, and has helped deliver sports equipment to over 1 million children in need. They also implement programs aimed at addressing fatherlessness in America's hardest hit Black communities. Jack's example of helping others, promoting education, and standing boldly for truth highlights the stark difference between the Christian worldview of education and the secular Marxist worldview behind CRT.
When you talk about the education system in America and you look at the resources that we put into it, you're talking about billions of dollars poured into these educational systems, particularly the public school system, and kids are leaving out of here that can't read and write. I got children in my school right now that come in here every day. They can get an F and their teacher will tell them that it's okay because they're Black. And that is just, in my mind, so demonic. It really is the act of Satan to have those type of low expectations on a child based upon their skin color. Instead of looking at every child as equal, as one blood, as the Bible teaches us, and really doing what you can to help the child, you just push them along to the next grade. We believe in discipline. We believe in masculinity. We believe in order, in the order of God. And I think that's what our public school systems have really gone against in America, and has really begun to tear down the fabric of our nation, is because our public school system goes completely against the order of God. There's no discipline. You let people and kids do things, and they're not held accountable anymore. It really is a tragedy what's going on right now in America, and I pray that the men and women of God come together to do something about it.
When it comes time to vote, do you know how the party platforms compare to God's Word? Our free, downloadable comparison chart of the major party platforms and God's Word is available at djkm.org/platforms-compared. This chart topically shows where the Republican and Democrat parties fall on issues of Christian concern such as human life, marriage, religious liberty, border security, and much more. Download your comparison of the parties on key moral issues right away for free at djkm.org/platforms-compared.
American colleges and universities, even today, are dominated by Marxists who are trying to export their worldview into every part of our culture. And they're doing it with great success, since they play such a massive role in the education of American children. This cultural Marxism has taken us through the proverbial looking glass, where very little makes much sense anymore. Up is down, male is female, and proponents of CRT are making blatant racism into a cultural virtue. it's never been more important for Christians to understand the strategies that are being deployed here through the twisting of words. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains in this portion of his message, Discerning Good and Evil.
In recent years, we have read and heard a good bit about the fact that we are involved in this country in a culture war. It is ultimately a battle of faith against unbelief. It's ultimately a battle for God or against Him. I want to talk to you today about three of the most crucial, critical terms that are being used and have been perverted, transformed, and changed into something altogether other than what they really are, and used to deceive the American people and to forward the attack against God and Christ and Christianity in this country. I hope you'll remember these words. You might even want to write them down. The first one is relativity. That's a word familiar to us all. Alan Bloom of the University of Chicago, in his blockbuster book entitled The Closing of the American Mind, in the first sentence of the very first part of that book, he says this: there is, quote, one thing a professor can be absolutely certain of, almost every student entering the university believes or says that he believes, that truth is relative. And the students believe one thing, and that is a big lie, that everything is relative. There are no absolutes. There is no moral truth that is absolutely true. There's no truth of any kind that's absolutely true. And that has led to all kinds of other evils as well, which moves us to the second point that I would like to discuss with you to show you where that has gone from there. And the second word is the word tolerance. Now, all of us know what tolerance means. Tolerance means that you put up with or bear with people who hold to views or beliefs or values or lifestyle that you don't agree with. And if you're a Christian, or for that matter, even a gentleman or a lady, you will bear with them graciously and kindly. Even though you disagree with them, you will try to be tolerant and kind to them. This is what tolerance means. Not anymore. The new tolerance is that we are not only to put up with and bear with others who have differing views and values and habits and lifestyles and beliefs than our own, but we are to accept those beliefs, those values, that lifestyle as absolutely equal to and just as valid as our own. The third term, beside relativity and tolerance, is the one that we're all familiar with: discrimination. Discrimination. Well, what shall we say about discrimination? The difference between barbarism and civilization is discrimination. It is vital that we are able to discern between the bad and the good. But you notice it is the bad and the good, not the black and the white, the old and the young, the male or the female. It is the good and the evil. And the ability to discern between the two and to choose the good is what makes civilization. And when that ability is lost or pounded into the mud as it's being done daily in our schools, eventually the society will degenerate back into the jungle. And that's what's going on in our country today.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. As you just heard from my father, there's a great need today for discerning falsehood from truth and evil from good. But in a postmodern culture, our schools and institutions often spin a web of lies disguised as truth, and our children and grandchildren get caught in it. That's why, in keeping with my father's vision, we continue to produce resources that dispel these falsehoods with the light of biblical truth. You've heard today about the deceptions of critical race theory. We want to send you a fascinating booklet that exposes its lies in simple, understandable terms and helps equip you to communicate the truth. It's Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory by our own John Rabe. And we'll send that booklet to you as our thanks for your generous donation to help this ministry continue standing for truth and defending your freedom. Critical race theory is insidious and false, but it has become the dominant view taught in American colleges and universities, and it's outrageous that this dangerous nonsense has made its way even into kindergarten curricula. CRT, as it's known, teaches that your race is the most important thing about you. It says that America is being overrun by white supremacists. Some of its proponents even claim critical race theory doesn't really exist in any widespread way, while at the same time pumping it out in their books and public lectures. Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory refutes these poisonous lies and replaces them with biblical and factual truth. If you have a child or a grandchild in college, you need to make sure they get a copy of this. And if you're able to give a donation of $50 or more, we'll thank you by sending you the booklet plus the stunning documentary film, Whose Children Are They? On DVD. The left has been injecting their toxic ideology into children in American schools for decades. And that has led students to believe that all white people are oppressors, that we cannot tell the difference between a man and a woman, and that socialism, which killed more than 100 million victims in the 20th century, is a desirable economic system. This powerful documentary, Whose Children Are They?, features teachers, parents, and frontline experts who rip back the curtain to show what is truly happening in our public schools today, some of which will shock you. And you'll get practical guidance on what parents and grandparents and anyone else concerned about the education of our children need to do about it. Education plays a decisive role in forming the worldview of a child. In a time when even children from Christian families are walking away from the faith in droves, you need to know what the public schools are teaching and how it's affecting our kids. That's the insightful exposé about a treacherous threat, Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory, as our thanks for your generous donation. And the booklet plus the explosive DVD documentary, Whose Children Are They?, as thanks for your gift of $50 or more. Your much-needed partnership helps us get the word out and throw a lifeline to your children's and grandchildren's generation. And let me add that every gift is deeply appreciated and will go right to work to share God's word, bring hope, and defend freedom. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org.
Critical race theory, which is turning up with alarming frequency in the media, in politics, and in our children's school books, is designed to play to the worst, most divisive instincts in us. It stokes resentment, paranoia, encourages scapegoating, and fails to bring the equity it advertises. But even worse, it's a false religion. It has its own original sin, whiteness. It has its own priest, the academics and authors who purport to expose your deep-down racial sins. and it has its own penance, the excessive fees paid to these priests who come to your company or organization and give absolution through workshops and training. But all false religions are ultimately doomed to fail because they get both the disease and the cure wrong. You see, your deepest problem is not with other people. Your problem is not with race or with gender or societal structures. Your problem is with God. The scripture tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's you. That's me. That's the Pope and Billy Graham. That's everyone. But I have the best possible news for you. God has offered you a solution. He's not here to exploit your problem, nor is he here to make it worse. He's here to heal it. Your sin against a holy and just God deserves eternal punishment. God says, "I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity." But here's what the best known verse in the whole Bible says. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." That can be you today, right now, even where you sit. If you have never done so, pray with me right now from your heart. Lord God, I confess my sins against you. I have lived for myself and not for you. I've broken your laws and followed my own desires rather than your word. But Lord, I believe that Jesus died for me, that he paid the full penalty for my sins with his death on the cross, that he was raised from the dead, and that I can have eternal life by receiving him. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save me. I want to turn away from my sins, and I ask you to help me to live now for you. I know that I cannot earn heaven, but because you've given it to me as a gracious free gift, I want my life to be one that shows others who you are. In your name I pray. Amen. If you sincerely prayed that prayer from your heart, we have a vital resource we would like to send you at no cost or obligation to you. It's Beginning Again, Dr. Kennedy's book for new believers to guide you in your relationship with Christ. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you as you do. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Pastor Rob Pacienza. I'd like to invite you to join Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church by live stream anytime at crpc.tv, where you can also find past and featured live streams as well. Thank you for being with us, and here's a look at the next Truths That Transform.
This ideology really is, it's critical theory, critical social justice. People are talking about critical race theory right now, but all of this is really just a manifestation of this neo-Marxist ideology.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.